And we're going to come to our reading now. I believe Ben and Freddie, are you going to help with the reading? So we're reading from Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verses 6 to 18. Okay, do you want to come up the front, you two, and do you know which bits you're doing? Brilliant. So it's from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 6 to 18. The words will be on the screen as well.
Observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land with brooks, streams, and deep springs gushing out into the valleys and hills. A land with wheat and barley, vines and fig trees, pomegranates, olive oil and honey. A land where bread will not be scarce and you will lack nothing. A land where the rocks are iron and you can dig copper out of the hills. When you have eaten and are satisfied, praise the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his laws, and his decrees that I am giving you this day.
Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and are settled down, and when your herds and flocks grow large, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. He led you through vast and dreadful wilderness, that thirsty, waterless land, with its venomous snakes and scorpions. He brought you water out of hard rock. He gave you manna to eat in the wilderness, something your ancestors had never known, to humble and test you so that in the end it might go well with you. You must say to yourself, my power and strength of my hands that have promised that it's well for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors as it is today.
Amen. Thank you, you two. Okay, so we are going to be retelling the story of the first harvest festival and what led up to it. And I wonder if I can get some of the young people to volunteer to help me act it out. There will be prizes. It's just a bit of fun. I'll show you some of the prizes, maybe that will encourage you. We've got some really cool mini pumpkins. You can win one of those. Yeah, thank you, you two. They're not in there, they're here. And we've got sweets. Who wants to get involved?
My
dad. Do you want to help you? You don't have to do much at all. Do you want to help out? These are the sweets, some of the sugar. You get these at the end, okay? At the end. Do any of you two want to help? Henry, do you want to get involved? I'll tell you what, you can. Brilliant, okay. I'll tell you what. I need one of you to be Moses. Which one of you two wants to be Moses? Yeah, okay. You have to carry that stick. You've got to be careful with it. Yeah? And Lenny, you are one of the Israelites. And all the other young people here, you can just act out from where you're sitting if you want. That's okay. Okay, so I'm going to tell the story, and I need you two to act out. I'll tell you what to do. So that's where we're going to come here in the middle. Okay? Right. I'll hold the stick for the minute, because Moses is going to get the stick a bit later. Okay? So, here we go. So this is a story that begins in Egypt. It's when God's people, the Israelites, were in slavery in Egypt, and God had helped them in many, many amazing ways. So first of all, our story begins with the Israelites as slaves in Egypt. They were forced to work really hard. Can you act out working really hard? You're really tired. Brilliant. And the Israelites were treated really badly by the Egyptians, and they were suffering. They were very sad. I need you to face the front so everyone can see you. You're really sad, okay? You've been treated really badly. And they prayed to God for help. They prayed to God for help. That's it. Brilliant. And God saw what was happening, and he heard his people's prayer, and God was going to do something about it. And he meant business. God chose Moses. You know Moses? And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers. And I care about their suffering. So God sent Moses to rescue the people. And through powerful miracles, God rescued the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. So now I need you to celebrate that you're free, okay? You stand a little bit over here later so you don't get hit by a stick. So you're really happy you're free.
Yeah.
Brilliant. God promised to take the Israelites to an amazing and beautiful land. But to get there, they had to pass through the wilderness. So now I need you to travel. Here's the wilderness. I need you to walk all the way down to the end there, to the doors and back. You're traveling through the wilderness. That's it. Keep going. Don't stop. That's it. Keep going. It's a really long and tiring journey. It's really hot in the wilderness. Okay. Keep going. Keep going back. It says in that passage we read that there were snakes and scorpions. We used to get scorpions in our old house. It's a bit scary sometimes. Okay, now, while they were in the desert, they got really hungry. Really hungry, with hungry bellies. And they started to grumble. Their tummy started to grumble, and they started to grumble and be grumpy. So Moses prayed and asked God for help. And a miracle happened. In the morning, all around the camp, a special type of food had appeared called manna. It was a bit like bread. God told the Israelites to gather the miracle food. So now I need you to gather the manna from the floor and you can eat it. Pretend to eat it. Careful of the stick. Okay, brilliant. Let's see you eating some of the manna. Is it yummy? Good. The whole time that the Israelites travelled through the desert, God gave them this miracle food and saved them from starvation. Now, the Israelites continued their journey a bit. Let's continue the journey. And then, while they were in the desert, they got really thirsty. How can we look really thirsty? Really thirsty. Is that what you do when you're really thirsty? Okay, yeah, that's brilliant. Fantastic. And again, the Israelites started to grumble. But they said, get ready, you have to repeat after me. They said, we're dying of thirst.
We're dying of thirst.
That's it, we're dying of thirst. So Moses prayed and asked God for help. God told Moses to gather all the people together, and while everyone was watching, he was to take his stick, his special stick that God had given him, his staff, and to tap it, gently, for this one, on a special rock. Let's pretend that cardboard box is the rock. Do you want to go and give it a tap? And suddenly, when Moses did that, a spring came out of the rock, and there was enough water for all of the Israelites to drink. Okay, you can pretend to drink the delicious, refreshing, cool water now. Coolio. Okay, do you want to come back into the middle? Fantastic. God had saved them yet again and given them miracle water to drink. Now, after a while of more travelling, let's keep travelling. Travelling. That's it. A little bit forward. That's it. Do you know what happened? Even though the Israelites had the miracle bread and the miracle water, they started grumbling again and were grumpy again. This time, it was because they had started to crave meat. They said, "We're sick of this boring manna." You want to say that? "We're sick of this boring manna.
We're sick of this boring manna.
We want some nice juicy meat. We want some nice juicy meat.
We want some nice juicy meat."
They started to crave meat. How can you act out looking like you really want a really nice hamburger or something? How can you act that out? You've got craving, you really want some nice juicy bacon or something like that. Don't touch Moses' stick. Only Moses allowed the stick. Right. So Moses prayed again and asked God for help. And a miracle happened. The wind rose up from the west and blew a flock of quail in. Quail are small birds. Let's say that they're a bit like small chickens, something like that. And so the Israelites gathered up the quail and cooked it, and they ate as much of the miracle meat as they wanted. Is it delicious? You got to pretend to eat some juicy meat. Can you do that, Benny? Okay, now we're nearly at the end of the story. We've got a little bit more travelling to do. Because of all their grumbling, and because they didn't always trust God, the Israelites ended up living in the desert for 40 years. But one day, after a bit more travelling, do you want to do a bit more travelling down there and back? Keep going. That's it, keep going. So one day, they reached the edge of the promised land. Okay, keep going. Back this way. They travelled all the way and reached the border of the promised land. And they looked out over there, pretend it's over there. They looked out into... Oops, careful. Let's go this way, that's it. Right, we're looking out over there into the promised land. Can you see that? Wow, look at that amazing river over there. And all those fruit trees. And those grapes. And they were amazed at how beautiful the land was. And there at the border, God told Moses to gather all the people together and speak to them. Okay, Moses, you have to pretend to be speaking now, okay? I'm going to read what Moses says. You don't have to say it, but you can just pretend to be saying it. And the other Israelites can stand here and listen to Moses, ready? So, I'll read what Moses said. So Moses said to the people, "God is leading you to a wonderful land full of good things. In the valleys there are springs, streams and rivers, plenty of water for you. On the hill there's wheat and barley, and grapevines and fig trees, pomegranates and olives, and honey and milk, plenty of food for you. There will be no shortage of anything. You'll have everything you need to be happy." So they wouldn't need God to do any of those special miracles anymore to provide food, because God was giving them this land with all this food in it. But, Moses said, there is a danger. When you eat and are full, and when you finish building fine houses and settle down, and when you have lots of flocks and sheep and herds of cattle, and when you find silver and gold in the hills, there's a danger. The danger is that you might forget God. You might start to take him for granted once you've got everything you need. You might forget how God looked after you in the desert and how he gave you this land. And God told the people through Moses not to do that. Don't forget God. When you've eaten and your bellies are full, very good. Don't forget to say thank you to God. Brilliant. I think he's got that message. Fantastic. So God told the Israelites to hold a harvest festival every year. Every year they should celebrate and say thank you for the good things they had. That's it. And remember that it was God who gave them everything they had. So you're going to take the stick and now you can celebrate as you go and sit back down. Celebrate the harvest festival. That's it. Brilliant. Let's have a quick round of applause. And they're brilliant acting. Fantastic. So, do you know what? The same is often true for us as it was for the Israelites back then. On the one hand, when things are not going well in our lives, when we don't have all the things we might want, we start to grumble sometimes and fail to trust God. On the other hand, when things are going really well, we sometimes completely forget about God, just like the Israelites were warned not to do. People often pray to God, don't they, when they're in trouble or in danger or when they're ill, but sadly forget about God when things are going really well. And we can be tempted to think that all of this that I have is because of me. It's because I'm really good at my job or I'm really clever. And all these things are because of me. And in that passage, God said, don't say that to yourself. Remember that it's God who gives you the energy to work in the first place. And many, many other things. Sometimes when we feel we're in control of our lives and got our lives sorted, we start to forget about God. But the Bible says that God is before all things, and that in him all things hold together, and all things were created. Not only did God create everything we have and all the food in this world, but even now the Bible says that he's still holding all things together. He's still present, maintaining his creation, keeping it going every single second of every single day. Our lives are really in his hands. So we shouldn't forget about God or take his care for granted. One of God's names in the Bible, which is the name Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, means God who provides. And as we enjoy all the things in life, let's always remember that it is God who provides. And God doesn't just provide food and drink and family and chocolate and all the things we've been saying thank you for, pirate stories and all sorts of things, wonderful things that God has provided and created for us in this world. But he gives us other things like friendship and love. But above all, the most amazing thing that we should remember that God has provided for us is that he's given us his Son. That he sent his Son into this world to show us the way to live and to die for us on that cross. And that is the most amazing and precious thing that God has provided for us. Through that, we have a way to come back to God, to be forgiven and accepted, and to be given eternal life through Jesus. We're going to close by singing, "We Plough the Fields and Scatter." I'll just pray before we sing that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for that story of how you looked after your people in the desert and for the many ways you provided for them. And as we read the parts there about sometimes when the Israelites grumbled and complained and failed to trust God, We admit that we're sometimes like that. Sometimes we're just grumpy. Even though we have so many good things in our lives and have no reason to be grumpy. We have so much. And there are many people in the world that we know that we've been hearing about that don't have the wonderful things we have. So, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be joyful and thankful to you. Even when we do go through hard times, yet there's still so much good that we can be thankful for. And we thank you for those things this morning. Help us also, Lord, when things are going well, not to forget you. Not to forget that we are totally dependent on you. You've given us our lives. You've given us everything you've got. And you're giving us life every moment of every day. And Lord, above all, we do thank you for providing the Lord Jesus, for providing a way that we can be forgiven from sin and be reconciled to you. We thank you that you gave your Son to die on the cross for us. We thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.